Tonight's reading is in Book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures, as well as old. This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder how many times in life you've prayed that line as we did tonight. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. 20,000, 30,000. I was taught it by Miss Simmons. I was 4 years old. Every Sunday morning, I and a whole load of four-year-olds went to a drawing room. Back in the day, that's what they used to call the lounge, as we call it today. And we sat around and she would teach me the Lord's Prayer and all the others of us. I don't really remember a lot else Miss Simmons taught me. But even at the age of four, I had a sense, it's still with me, that she loved Jesus. And who knows, when you're 4 years old, you can't really sort of process these things. But maybe that sowed the mustard seed in me that Jesus likened his kingdom to. A mustard seed of curiosity, faith, the beginning of a journey to learn more about what it means, not just to know the words that Miss Simmons taught us, but what Jesus meant when he was talking to his disciples. That they're meant to be an answer to this prayer. So are you, so am I. Your kingdom come, Lord, your will be done on earth as in heaven through your life. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and as I might have said a couple of weeks ago, the word disciple literally means a learner. The disciples come to Jesus a few verses before those that Brian read. His disciples came to him, verse 36, and said, can you explain to us what you're saying, all these stories about the kingdom? Jesus is looking for disciples who are learners, who are longing to grow in what it means for the kingdom to come through their lives, through your life, through my life, and for Jesus' will to be done in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I'm learning a lot from a lot of people. It's one of the beauties of being in Peckham. And I'm learning a lot about different things, but there's two specific areas of my life that I'm sought out a specific teacher in. And I'm learning something about what Jesus is teaching me through these two things. One's table tennis, the other is French. In both of these disciplines, if you like, I've got a couple of things I do. Number one, I go to the best teacher I can find. I travel quite a few miles once a week to go to this pretty good table tennis coach. He's way out of my league. But he's teaching me how to get better. And with French people, I've got this language learning app. It's free. I recommend it to you. It's a extra spin-off from this service about the kingdom of God. And what it is, you get teachers, they're the best teachers possible to learn French. I'll tell you why. Because they are French. They're native speakers. They want to learn English, so you're talking English for 20 minutes, and then you speak French with them for 20 minutes. You've got 65 million or so French people to learn from, and a few thousand are on this language learning app. If you want to learn something, go to the top. If you want to learn French, speak with a French person. If you want to go to learn table tennis, go to the best player you can find. I do. If you want to learn about the kingdom, go to the king of the kingdom. This is what the king of the kingdom tells anyone who wants to learn. The kingdom is like this, he says. It's like treasure buried in a field. It's like a merchant. So imagine you're a merchant, okay? And you're a merchant whose whole life's ambition is to find pearls. A daring analogy, this, because Jesus says a lot about the dangers of loving money and loving stuff. But here he's using this analogy. This is what the kingdom is like. You're like a merchant looking for pearls. And one day you find one, it is of exquisite beauty. You've never seen like one like it before. You sell everything you have and get this pearl. This is what the kingdom is like. And it's like treasure, also something of inordinate worth that's buried in a field. So this is what the king of the kingdom is teaching. You see, there's the kingdom on earth. But it's as small as a mustard seed, or it's treasure that's buried, that it has to be mined, it has to be looked for. It's like a pearl, and you, like the merchant, if you're going to learn from me, if you're going to be a real disciple, which means learner, you've got to seek out this pearl. And here's what Jesus has taught his pupils, his disciples. He said, I'm giving you this promise. If you seek the kingdom, you'll find. If you ask me as the king of the kingdom, I'll help you. If you knock on my door, I'll open it. So live this out every day. When you wake up every day, this is what the king of the kingdom is teaching us, I think. When you wake up every day, your lives right now, I don't know them, you know them, God knows them. They might be like a field of mud and rocks. But the picture Jesus gives you is that there's treasure in the field of your day. It's buried underneath. Another story says it's as small as a mustard seed. There's some seeking to do. There's a lot of knocking on the door to do. There's a lot of asking me for help to find the kingdom. And what the kingdom is where Jesus is at work. He wants to be at work through your life. Every day is like a treasure hunt. Lord Jesus, would you help me to discover your purpose, what you're calling me into to work with you in your workplace, which feels like a spiritual desert, in your lack of a workplace, which feels like a desert of unemployment, maybe. In a desert of worry, where is the treasure, which is the presence of Jesus? Learn from me. And with your faith as small as a mustard seed, grow in listening to me and watching out for me, and starting to do what we were talking about this morning, feeling the nudge of my Holy Spirit as I invite you to cross a room to talk with someone. Or Joe told a story this morning about crossing a church, namely this church, to talk with someone, which became a treasure, namely a relationship, a friendship in which Jesus was in. Starting a little Bible study group, which became a treasure because Jesus was in it. Doing a very simple thing, and in this day of COVID, it could be as simple as writing an email or a letter. Remember them? Very old school. going, crossing a road, crossing a garden fence, and finding Jesus in an encounter. Here's what the best table tennis coaches do. They get you to practice. They show you what to do, and then you practice it very badly at first. The best way to learn French, you don't learn a load of grammatical rules, well, just a couple, but then you practice it. At the start of every day, Jesus invites us to put into practice seeking and listening to him. We're so bad at it. But Jesus, who's the King of the kingdom, encourages us, and all he's looking for is people who are disciples, that means learners. And he once said, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of God, because children are great at learning. Their brains are sponges. Become, in that sense, like them. And a second thing that it's good to have if you're a learner is to be motivated. When you just even see the tiniest glimpse of Jesus at work in somebody else, even in you, there's nothing greater than that. Luke 17:21, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. And Jesus is our teacher, our coach, our Lord, our encourager, wants to encourage us to keep on. We're learning, I find, I'm learning, that our weaknesses are opportunities for his strength to be more manifest. That our fear and trembling when we go into new things, like you were saying, Joe, are actually channels for his power and glory. There's nothing else like it. We're learning that one day in his presence is worth thousands elsewhere. It can be a tiny little thing as small as a pearl. And a pearl is just a piece of grit hidden away in an oyster. A diamond, Henry Kissinger once said, is just a lump of coal that did extraordinarily well under pressure. And like treasure buried in a field or a pearl of great price, the kingdom is within you. And Jesus teaches his learners to seek it out, to walk in it, to start in ways as small as a mustard seed. It's the greatest thing on earth. And even our places of grief or failure or where we feel most our poverty in spirit can be meeting places with him. What did we say at the beginning of the service? I wonder if it's your experience. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You see, the treasure of the kingdom of heaven, the pearl of great price, is the presence of Jesus. Seek it out as the beginners, the children of God that we are. I'm motivated to get better at table tennis because we're seeking promotion in our club. I'm motivated to speak French because I'd really like to speak with my grandson and his brother who hasn't yet been born in his native tongue. It's a good motivation. Jesus wants to motivate, give you a motive, which means a reason, which is an encouragement, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, that his kingdom will come and his will be done through people exactly like you and people like me. And the final thing about the learner, who firstly gets the right teacher, who keeps them practicing and keeps them motivated, and finally, a great motivation is when, little by little, you see things change, including yourself. This is what the third story that Brian read out for us, the third of Jesus' stories in this reading we're looking at tonight, points to one way Jesus wants to change us. It's the parable of the net. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. All kinds. One thing we're learning is to see other people, all kinds of people, as Jesus sees them. Some of his closest friends, his key learners, the disciples, needed a lot of learning in this regard. We heard this morning how Simon Peter, it's recorded in Acts 10, verse 34, needed his eyes opened, his mind opened, to the fact that God shows no favoritism to anyone, to any nation, in his case. We're on a learning journey. Jesus is taking us on to live as he lived, to see as he saw, fish of all kinds in the net of his kingdom. If you love Jesus, you're one of them. The kingdom is in you. And here's the thing. The kingdom is in other fish in the same net. It's a very convicting thing I have found. Actually, especially in the last 7-8 months, to start to see people through Jesus' eyes a little bit. I mentioned the Read, Mark, Learn group earlier on, and goodness, Jesus told me a lot about people I might have been under this roof together with. But when you sit together with and you learn the word of God with and you pray with, you share a bit of life with, and they share some of the pain of daily experience with, that's when a bit of treasure starts coming out. It can be very painful to hear somebody else's pain, but it's a treasured thing because you know you've got a relationship with someone. The same is true of conversations started through listening for a change. People I thought I knew really well, actually I had no understanding because I sort of dodged the issue, probably subconsciously, of the daily experience of being discriminated against. And others who, at the same time I've talked with, some of you here actually, discriminated against for all sorts of reasons. And hearing someone's pain takes me closer to them and closer into the treasure of the kingdom. We have a long way to go to learn it, to live it, but we can start one fish at a time, as it were, who's, when we learn of someone's exclusion and we start to address it, and Jesus is in it, whose experience we start to respect, whose calling we start to raise up because Jesus does all that, and his kingdom, which is meant to be at work in you and me. His kingdom comes when his will is done, and his will is for his kingdom to be like this net. Like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. And this is what Jesus did. It's what the disciples saw, what Jesus called them to practice, that he loved the unloved. He enabled the disabled. He unmuted the voiceless. He gave attention to the overlooked. When I start to do that, it's a bit of the treasure of heaven. When you start to do that, it's like discovering a bit of the treasure of heaven. Jesus calls you to unearth and to walk in every day. So that at the end of the age, when all human works are burnt up and judged in the fire of God, as Jesus' story ends, what remains is the work of God. That's the treasure of God and his kingdom. That he does through the lives of those who are learners from Jesus, who are changed by Jesus, and who are living to share his heart for all. Just in your mind's eye, or literally if you want to, just to open up the diary of your coming week as we bring our weeks before the Lord now. And like a field in which there is the treasure of his kingdom present, ways that Jesus has for us to walk in, ears to hear that Jesus would give to us to listen to others, a heart that Jesus wants to give us to share with others in your week to come, in my week to come. Let us simply pray to be learners from the King of the Kingdom. Come, Holy Spirit, give your people gathered as we are here, in all our different circumstances, just your encouragement, the encourager of the King. You, Holy Spirit, come with your peace, with your power upon us. We may walk in your ways this week. Just invite you to hold out your hands and to open up your hearts to receive whatever Jesus wants to give you, the treasure of his kingdom, of his truth, of his presence.